penetrate Cork a bit more. There's a good exchange of passes out the right wing, bringing Diarmuid O'Connor into out the far side of the field now, about 45 metres out from goal. Cork well set up in defence at the moment, as Clifford was looking for it again, bypasses him, goes to Joe O'Connor. He's going across the 45, outside the 45. The hands of Sean O'Brien now receive it here, heads for the 45 metre line, just toe tapping the ball. Two or three Cork players coming to meet him. Colm O'Callaghan is nearest, doesn't use that option, gives it to Sean O'Shea with the right boot. He comes in from the left wing, goes for a score. That is a fantastic point by Sean O'Shea, the twice All-Star, and that's All-Star quality. A long ways out from goal, he took it on the run, kicked it with a right boot. Wonderful score.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, John, patience is key there, timing and patience. He came across the line, he got a pass at an angle where he was able to make room for himself. He was at his level, at his range level, John. He was right at his outside of his range, but he allowed for that bit of a wind well, and a very good score.
Morris Shanley to Matty Taylor, and back to Shanley again, as Cork go pretty positive and pretty direct. Shanley's made a lot of ground without a hand being put on him, really, up to Brendan Driscoll, just lays the ball off again. Here's a scoring chance inside, chance for Paul Walsh after Maguire. Did he get Walsh a chance of a goal? And he's got it. Paul Walsh to the back of the net. Great movement by Cork. It was up the left wing. Morris Shanley was very much involved in it. Brian O'Driscoll was involved in it as well. It eventually came inside to Paul Walsh, and he broke inside the Kerry full back line and stuck it to the back of the net. And a reward for Cork really early on. 1-1 on the board.
Yeah, it's a fantastic start for Cork. Joe O'Connor on the ball now. This will raise the level, because this happened as well 3 years ago when we were last year. The very same thing happened. Cock on top of him, but Kerry came back. Kerry are going to get a close in free, John, for an off the ball incident. The referee has pulled Daniel O'Mahony, I think he has, for tugging at David Clifford, and you can hardly blame him for doing that. Shawnee O'Shea has a simple free here. He will kick this over. They often say when you concede a goal that it takes the sting out of it if you can go straight back and get a point, and it looks like that's going to happen here. Shawnee O'Shea straight in front of the goal to make it 1-1 to 2 points with just a few minutes gone.
Well, it's 1-1 to no score, actually, because we called Shawnee O'Shea's as a point, and I think the umpire waved it wide afterwards, so it is 1-1 to a point. That's Kerry's opening score. Shawnee O'Shea with a close range free. We were waxing lyrical about that. It was such a fantastic kick, we thought, but the umpire, after a long look, actually waved it wide, so it's 1-1 to 1 point. So great start for Cork. Christopher Kelly with the kick out. That's low and flat, gone into midfield and went straight. Two Kerry players around it. They've picked the ball up, got it to Paddy Clifford already outside the 45 metre line, trying to thread the ball over to David in the corner. Won't go that far, but he's got it now. Inadvertently it reached him. He tried to just kick the ball along the ground inside. This is dangerous. Paddy's in on goal. This looks like a Kerry goal, but he's missed it. Oh, what drama in the opening stages. Paddy Clifford was straight through on goal, having been set up by the brother with that left foot. He just wanted to guide it inside the post, far side of the goalkeeper, but he missed the post as well. Amazing. At the moment, here's Matty Taylor down now. Oh, lovely change of gear by Matty Taylor. Went around the challenge effortlessly, got 1 point already. He's taken the ball into huge contact, tried to work his way through three or four Kerry players. It was a job too much, really, from his point of view, and there was too many players there. Kerry now can break on the counter-attack. Quick hands to Darragh Moyne and out to Paddy Clifford. Man free at this near side of the field is the cornerback Tom O'Sullivan, tearing up the field now, trying to take on the Cork defence. What's he going to do within the shooting range at the moment? Looking maybe for a more natural shooter, laying the ball off. Shot comes in. David Clifford obliges. His 4th point of the day. David Clifford gets it after that counter attack. Cork took the ball into heavy traffic. John Fenton Daly, Matty Taylor, too many green jerseys around him. And for the first time, Kerry lead by 13-1-9 after David Clifford's 4th point of the day.
And it's hard to believe that we've gone 50. Nearly 50 minutes gone, and the first time in the game that Kerry have led, and that's as much about their wastefulness than anything. But Shawnee O'Shea has had a bigger impact in this game, John, since he came out. Brian Hurley will be knackered after that last incident where he was isolated on his own. Cork now back on the attack, and the passions of the crowd are being raised now, by expectation, with 20 minutes of normal time left. It's a 1 point game in Killarney. It's all to be won and lost here. Let's see who can stay the course better.
Danger here. Stephen O'Brien breaks forward. He lays it off to Ganey. He's charging forward. Ganey taps it in and puts it over the bar. And Kerry by 4. And they now lead the second half, scoring by 9 points to 4 on the scoreboard in the second half, because it was 17-9 at the break. It is now 18-11. That's a 4-point game. That is the insurance one. 30 seconds remaining on the clock. A game gallant effort by Cork again. Looks like it's coming up short against the Kerry team that did not hit the 5-star rate that they're capable of. Cork were very good in the first half. They need to bring something magical in the last 60 seconds here. Kevin O'Donovan, a Gary Owen inside, the touch off somebody needs to find a Cork man who's going to get it. They need a goal and a point. Kevin Flahan was up in the attack, right footed, he kicks the ball back to Colmore Callan. The clock is in its last 5 seconds. Cork now, their race has won at this stage. Luke Fahey took a heavy hit and he's won a free for it. 50 out from goal. Brian O'Driscoll gives the ball back. Cork have to score twice for salvation here. There's been a bit of dissent, so 13 metres is the concession, but that doesn't really help too much because Paul Brian Hawley is inside the D at this stage. He knows that everybody in a Kerry jersey is facing him at the moment. There's going to be a bit of a booking at this stage for some Kerry man back there. It is a card, but does it make any difference with 4 points remaining, 4 minutes in the game and only a couple of seconds remaining here? Brian Hawley wins short, he gave it to Conor Corbett, wins through his hands back to Stephen Sherlock, back to Hawley, who's going to kick a point and bring it back to 3 points. But I think, my friends, that is the last score of the game, I would imagine.